Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 25th of October, recording at 10:07 p.m. And that's still British summertime for the rest of this week. Now, let's have a quick look at the highlights here today. Asian stock markets were mostly steady despite the weakness that we've seen in Asia. China A shares were an exception. They were down a little bit. Most of the ASEAN sector was quietly steady, up a bit. And Japan, strong here, helped by the weak yen. And up over another 1% on the Nikkei. Hong Kong up a little bit, despite the decline that we saw in the Chinese A shares, which are still in their range, but they need a rally to avoid looking like a little bit of a rollover. Now, in big news, Apple's profits, I think they were up 24%. I think I just saw that headline go by, but below estimates here. The interesting thing is that Apple is down 14.1% from its high, and that's the same size and time frame as its April-May correction that we saw. It's also approaching the 600 level, an area of possible psychological support. We'll see. Now, what else in these markets here? Good bounce by Brazil today. On the other hand, Mexico, which has been so firm so often in recent years, is down 0.5% today. Wall Street closed with a modest, very modest gains. It had opened stronger, but then lost the gains before recovering a bit towards the close. But we're talking the best of it was the S&P, and that was up 4 points, or 0.3%. Takes the S&P to nearly 13. Long-dated government bond prices were down, looks like across the boards here today. The long-dated treasury bonds, though, were prices were off their lows of the day. The U.S. dollar index is a little bit firmer. It's just nudged above the 80 level. So we've seen the euro come down to 129.31. Sterling, however, went in the opposite direction. It's up to 1.61 on the better growth. And the Aussie is at 103.46. And the yen, the dollar is up to 80.29 against the Japanese yen. And precious metals, they were somewhat firmer in here today, although off the highs. One of the better gains, palladium's currently up $10.50 as I speak, 603. Silver's up 51 cents to 32.13. Gold is up 9 to 17, nearly 17.11. And platinum up just over 4 at 15.67. Industrial metals, a few more to the downside than upside. That was also true of the agricultural commodities. And we also... on crude oil, well, a fraction firmer after some big drops this week, but WTI is at 86, and the Brent is at 108 and a little bit of change. Okay, so what's going on here? Well, the thing is, we're still in this Wall Street-led corrective phase, as I have described it, and... with a talisman like Apple still moving lower, For sure, we cannot conclude that this is actually lower. Now, the problem that I've described, and so I'll summarize it again very briefly this time, is that there's a bit of a pincer move here between the valuation expansion, which made shares more expensive following the June to mid-September rally, and the nastier side, which is the earnings, which are declining. And this quarter's earnings have sobered up investors here somewhat, and that is a concern. So it's best to assume that we are not yet out of this correction. Now, ASEAN and some other parts of Asia are doing remarkably well. They include India in terms of holding up. So there's no folding here so far, but what has to be said, that in the past we have seen that, but if we get some really persistent selling on Wall Street, then of course they get dragged down fairly rapidly, tending to be high beta. But we see no evidence of that as of today, despite Wall Street coming down for over a month. In a very sort of controlled reaction. Now, I'd be a little bit cautious in here, but I don't think it's really a time to do anything, any selling in terms of the medium to longer term positions that you're holding that you like that are performing here in this environment. And it is perhaps a time to be looking to enter some of the markets if you have cash and would like to pick something up. And Owen has done another terrific review here today. This is covering Dividend Aristocrats. And it really is worth clicking through those shares because it's been such a rich harvest ground, as you know, for the last couple of years, as of a number of the autonomies, provided one gets out when they become too overextended relative to their MAs. And what else to mention here? As far as these bonds are concerned, the technical action I feel is quite consistent. No, I don't feel, I know. It's quite consistent with topping out activity. I can say that because we see lower rally highs over a few months for most of these long-dated government bond futures charts. Now, a few months in this market, which is a little bit like turning a supertanker, is just a few months don't mean all that much. But we see preliminary evidence, let's put it this way, of base building in the yields and top development in the, of course, in the reciprocal, which is the bond prices. And I think there's a fair amount of complacency there, and particularly among some of the pension funds. And this may well go on. I've said every time that we can probably expect a whole lot more ranging here. But the big move, the next big move is up in yields, and the next big move in these bond prices is downwards. Now, in terms of currencies, we have a fair amount of ranging here overall. The dollar is a somewhat soft currency because of all the QE. The guess and the bet is really, does it firm up a little bit in the event of a Romney victory and weaken a little bit further in the event of an Obama victory? Now, my guess is yes, even if it's only just a knee jerk. I don't think we're talking about the onslaught of a big major trend here by any means. And it's pretty obvious that the Fed does want to keep the dollar soft to help U.S. exporters, to help more American companies and foreign companies to relocate in the U.S. in terms of their business operations, factories. And that policy isn't going to change here, regardless of who gets into the White House. Now, In terms of precious metals, I was saying, I wasn't didn't do the audio yesterday, but I said on Monday and Tuesday, I believe, that we've seen them pull back to levels that could potentially offer support. And we've seen a, what is it, a reaction of approximately nearly $100 for gold off that high of just below 1800. It's approximately 6% of a decline. That is not at all unusual in this market. In gold's most bullish phases, we've seen plenty of 6% or more reactions along the way within its medium term and longer term upward trending phases. So down here around that 1700 level, as I've mentioned before, I think that that's a potential support area, and that also applies to all the other precious metals, which have seen a good setback and are quite oversold. But today's recovery is not enough to really signal convincingly to all those watching and waiting investors that we have definitely seen the reaction lows. We didn't have upward dynamics, and that may well be what it requires. Failing upward dynamics, we would need some ranging, some evidence of ranging support building, perhaps with a downside failure or two along the way. But I think from the standpoint of futures traders, of course, you always have to be careful. And when you buy on weakness, it's best to do it as you catch a knife, in other words, gradually rather than aggressively. I think for the that's for futures traders. For bullion holders, I think this is a buying opportunity. And I maintain my view that we will see higher prices by certainly before year end and well into 2013. Okay, what else to mention here? Crises and growth stories. Now, the whole thing about a crisis, such as the Euro crisis, and we know what do we know? We know it's not going to be resolved quickly. We know it will take years to resolve it. But we also know that it isn't getting worse. It's actually getting better. They're sort of getting more organized. They're making a little bit of progress in fits and starts. That's hugely important to markets. So the bottom line here on Europe, despite the riots in the streets, which will lessen as the colder weather settles in. This is no longer causing global investors to quake. Now, everybody's been saying that the U.S. was kind of the best house in a dodgy neighborhood and that type of thing. That confidence may be, well, is, I think, being eroded a little bit in here. My view is that it'll be Asia that leads to the upside. But to do that decisively, we'll need to see China perform in here. Now, we do have the uncertainties in terms of China's economic slowdown and the decennial handover of power. But is China in crisis? Well, in terms of earnings, they have a crisis that any country in the West would love to, they'd love to have a similar problem. So, no, it isn't in crisis. Where are the crises? I don't see one. crises are usually caused by the bursting of bubbles. Now, we've had plenty of that since 2000. And the last bubble standing, well, that's long-dated government bonds. And on that note, all the best to all of you.